Team USA, second Team Belgium, and our winners of the Chamberlain Trophy 2014, Team France. And we're going to start with Gauthier Paulin. Gauthier, for the first time since 2001, France are the winners of the Chamberlain Trophy. It was a great performance from you, especially with two race wins, a perfect day for you.
Yeah, for sure, it's been amazing. It's just the perfect weekend for me. I'd won the qualifying in both moto. Those guys behind me have been riding really good, like Dylan Ferrandis and Steven Fossard also. It's been an amazing weekend for us. It was just crazy, you know, to win the Motocross Nation. I'm really happy because by the sport, you know, there is no one having a big injured. So the American team and also the Belgian team have been riding pretty much 100%. And to win this Motocross of Nation, I think it's really, really cool. And I think it's enough.
Obviously, I'm going to ask a question actually to Olivier Roubert. Is he on there? No, the team manager. No? Okay, you can answer on his behalf. Before all of this, obviously he took a lot of criticism for the team that he chose, especially with Dylan, but you know what? It doesn't matter now, does it? Because Dylan put in a great performance this weekend, so too did your other teammates, and you're vindicated by the fact that you won the trophy.
Yes, in the start, you know, we are not looking about what the people say, just being 100% with our team. And for sure, we have won, like, not me, but the French Federation have a lot of critique because there is kind of good rider at the top level right now in America and also in Europe. But anyway, just proud of what those guys did. And the French top rider who didn't ride this weekend, they also deserve the title. And we'll see next year who's going to be on the team. But all the French countries deserve that victory. So anyway, we are happy about that.
Obviously, by winning both races, you also win the individual class in MXGP. That's a personal satisfaction for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, since a while I'm trying to win both moto and just to dominate a weekend. I've done it this at the MXGP this year in Italy at Arco di Trento, but I was on the lead and break the engine because of a stone just who make like a window in my engine. So I was really sad. And this week after this injury, get back and won both moto in Motocross of Nation. I didn't get the whole shot and pass, just get the lead and win. So yeah, pretty much now I can be happy because, yeah, I just won both of those moto.
I'm going to come to Dylan Ferrandis now. Obviously, Dylan, you put in a great performance this weekend. You had to start always on the left-hand side, which was very, very difficult against the big bikes and also the first corner with it being so tight. But both times you managed to make good starts from a bad position, and two ninth-place finishes meant that Team France never finished outside of the top 10. So that the worst score you had to drop was ninth place, and that was all down to you.
Yeah, for the bus moto, I say to the guy, yeah, you have to make the hot shot, you have to win the race. I know start from the last position and come back. So you win the race, and me, I will push hard from the last position, and that's what I did. And yeah, it was difficult with the 250, but I ride with no rest, and I give all what I can give, and was not so bad. I make some mistake, but I'm really proud of the two guys.
You were in the race one and race two, so when you're watching the last race and you see that Gauthier is leading and Steven is, you know, trying to do the best he can, what are you thinking? Are you nervous at this point? At what time in the race did you think, okay, now we are safe, now I know we can win this?
I think yesterday for me was sure to be on the podium and on this box, because I know what we did this week all together. I know the spirit of the crew, and I was sure about what they can do. And for me, when I watched the last moto, I was sure at 100% that this trophy will be for us. And yeah, it was crazy when I saw Gauthier pass one and Steven four was just a perfect result, and we won with so much point, and yeah, with so much point between the second place, and And like you can see, the spirit of the crew is so cool, and we are like three friends, and that's why I think we make a good result like this.
Okay, well, congratulations on your performance this weekend. Stephen Frostard as well. Your two performances with a second and a fourth in your two races mean that you're the overall class winner in the open class as well. So, again, a double success for you, because not only winning the Chamberlain Trophy in the Motocross of Nations, you also win the open class.
Yeah, I think today we did a very good job with my team. We had a very good spirit between us. And, yeah, for sure I did some good race today. I take a very good start in the first moto. But I get a hard pump in the first moto. I prefer to finish second. It was very good for the team. And the second one, I take a not so good start, but I push very strong. I push a lot in the first 20 minutes. And after I saw Gauthier was in front, and I let the end of the moto and stay focused to finish on the first step.
With the last race, you had to go on the left side again, but because you already rode the second moto, the gap between the two races is not so long. Maybe some people thought, okay, in the last race, maybe it's going to be more difficult for you, but you proved everybody wrong with another strong performance, a fourth place finish, also coming through many people.
It was a technique with the team. The second moto, we changed just before to start with Dylan. Normally Dylan must go in the first place, but we changed and I took a whole shot, and the second one, it was the place in the first gate was for Gauthier. And yeah, in the second one I take a very good start, and the first corner I was focused on my corner, because a lot of rider push in the first corner, and I think I did a good job today.
Any questions for Team France?